You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stukats Podcast.
Every yawn now, I just think of you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Dano.
So a lot of news has been made about Sylvia Fowles in the WNBA retiring. And, you know, great player, one of the greatest players ever, and all this stuff. I'm like, okay. And then today I learned something, ironically, from the Miami Herald, that she's retiring to become a mortician. Do you guys know this?
No.
She's retiring to become a mortician. And obviously my first question is, how does one get into being a mortician or wanting to be a mortician? And the op-ed in the Herald says, she said in an interview with ESPN.com that her fascination with death and funeral homes dates to her grandmother Dorothy's funeral, which she attended when she was five. Not long thereafter, she was lining up stuffed animals in rows in her bedroom and playing funeral while other kids were playing school.
Huh. From 3 years ago, it says here that she was working on her mortuary degree while in the WNBA. So 3 years ago, she was working towards this.
She's spent the past 7 years studying mortuary science. Isn't that like, shouldn't that have been a bigger story across the WNBA? Not that she's retiring, that she's retiring to be a mortician.
Well, I said earlier that we are as a culture obsessed with death, right? There are lots of things about us that all the time we just think about, how can we survive? How can we avoid death? The finality of death is terrifying, and it does bizarre things to us. So I can understand why people would develop an unhealthy obsession with like kind of being around the dead or whatever. And perhaps Sylvia is one of these people. It's not crazy.
I never thought about why anyone would want to be an undertaker, right? It's always kind of like a family business or something like that. You never hear about someone. I didn't even know they went to school for it, to be honest with you.
Wait, you're always at WrestleMania.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
That was for pander. I tried to pander to Mike there.
Okay.
Didn't work. He'll have
I was thinking of a witty way to invoke it. Hadn't landed on it yet, but that, sir, was not it.
Paul Bearer. I'm talking about Paul Bearer.
Yeah, one of the great play on names.
Yeah.
When they put him in a cement mixer, like when they dumped cement on his head, that was I was actually terrified by that.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
I had to bury him live matches too.
No, man. Really,
I still don't know how they did that cement mixer thing. I read later that there were portions that were pre-taped. It's Hollywood.
I remember
magic.
Seeing a photo the next morning on the WWE. I was really into WWE in this period, and I remember seeing a photo on the website the next morning, going, "Oh my god, they just poured cement on this guy and he's dead now." He's dead. And they're celebrating it on the main page of WWE.com. This is very grim. What am I into? At a real existential moment.
You remember when Vince McMahon went in that limo and it exploded and then they just like eradicated that storyline from existence like it never happened?
Well, because I think like the Chris Benoit thing, it was very poorly received.
Yes.
And according to an interview from Triple H that he did with Howard Stern several years ago, a former president called Triple H wondering if Vince McMahon was actually dead.
Wow, Jimmy Carter.
Carter was like totally thrown by it. Wow. Yeah.
I saw their A&E, I guess, has like a...
They have like a WWE block now.
Yeah. And so one of the things they have is Edge versus John Cena and this rivalry. And they're going to examine the rivalry.
You missed that whole thing.
I didn't know about any of it, but all I knew is I saw the little trailer and I was like, that's the guy from Money Plane.
He is... awful in that movie. I mean, he's
that movie is so confusing, right? Because they hired Edge and he's just flying the plane the entire
he's just sitting.
He's not in any of the action scenes.
Yeah, he's if I'm not mistaken, he was like one of the top build people, right?
He was a top build guy.
The top build. Yeah.
Edge Adam Copeland or Adam Edge Copeland. Which one?
I think it's Adam Edge Copeland.
Yeah.
Either way, he was sitting down for the entire movie. And I still don't understand the Thomas Jane thing. That was weird.
Thomas Jane. Who's Thomas Jane?
The Punisher. Like
the, yeah. No, I know who Thomas Jane is.
But he was in the movie. Like he went to go get something end. At the house.
Oh, when with the yeah. artwork, right? He yeah. shows up at Denise.
The Rumble.
Is it Denise?
Oh, yeah, Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did set up a sequel, it's, right? It was a bit of a cliffhanger.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's this movie called Money Plane, and it starred this wrestler Edge and Denise Richards and Thomas Jane and Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
And it was about like this high stakes gambling operation that happens on a plane.
Yeah.
And you got to like, I got an invite and you fly around or whatever. And they're trying to pull off a heist where they rob this plane of the millions and millions and millions of euros and dollars that's on it. We did it on Cinephobe. Zach, what episode was that?
That's a great question. Yes. Let me,
this is
episode like 63. 20 episodes against
episode 63.
63. Wow.
63.
Wow. It's a long time ago. So yeah. So the movie ends with like this mysterious kind of like Thomas Jane shows up to Denise Richards' house and he's got this painting that's like a Picasso that's worth $20 million. And we're supposed to believe that there's a Money Plane 2 coming, but it never happens.
Well, I think it's going to happen if they can re-rent the apartment that they shot the plane scene in, because it is the worst production you've ever seen. But that movie was a file because Kelsey Grammer is amazing in it. He's just named The Rumble.
So he's been playing a lot of bad guys lately, hasn't he?
Ass off.
Yeah. Ass off completely.
It's the role he was meant to play, man.
The bad guy?
Yeah, like the sophisticated bad guy. Should have
been
doing
the voice
that.
For it.
Yeah, he does. He delivers with great gravitas. Not good.
Right. Yeah.
Not a good Kelsey Grammer.
Jesus.
Gabriel Cash.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
Zach.
You put that on your list for tired bits.
Hey, yeah, yo. Yeah, hey, yo. Hold on. Wait
a
second.
Hey.
Never.
Hey.
Never. Don't you dare.
All right, then.
Zach, the latest from Sham Sharania of The Athletic, your colleague over there, is that the Memphis Grizzlies have discussed an interest in trading for Brooklyn Nets superstar Kevin Durant, and that they want to make it a pick-heavy asset package, right? Lots of first-round picks, including a 2024 first-rounder from the Warriors that they acquired. At this point, this is just teams doing the doing the fantasy football like terrible trades, right?
Before you answer, Zach, I do want to point something out. I saw SB Nation's Ricky O'Donnell did like an accounting of this, and so team by team, based off reporting, they figured out. So the Grizzlies won't include Desmond Bane or Jaren Jackson. The Pelicans are unwilling to include Brandon Ingram and Kevin Durant trades. The Raptors won't include Scottie Barnes. The Celtics won't include Marcus Smart. The Heat can't offer Bam Adebayo. The Suns are reportedly unwilling to include all of their draft picks for Kevin Durant. It's a bunch of teams lowballing Brooklyn for Kevin Durant. And Zach, I guess the question I ask you is, why is that happening? Because to us, the basketball consumer, it would seem very strange that this generational superstar is available on a four-year contract and teams are unwilling or at least publicly posturing that they're not willing to part with everything. And it's been nearly 2 months and it doesn't seem like we're that much closer to a trade.
Well, the analogy I would use is you go to a Bugatti dealership, right? Something we all do. You go to a Bugatti dealership and you check out the sticker price and you're not going to say, you know what? I'll give you exactly what you want for it. You're going to try to haggle a little bit. You're going to say, you know what? What about $50,000 off the sticker price? What about $40,000 off? And so the thing with the negotiating with these teams is it's hilarious that Memphis would call in and say, no Jaren Jackson Jr., no Desmond Bane. Like, we're not doing that, right? Obviously, no Ja Morant. We'll give you some picks. We'll give you a couple of the young guys we have, but we're not giving you anything of significance. The weird part about that is no other team has stepped up and said, bleep this. We're going to get Kevin Durant.
Right.
We don't want to let this other team come in with an okay offer if we can best that. That's the thing about the Donovan Mitchell situation is everyone who gets involved right now knows they really can't beat the Knicks' offer because the Knicks can put up the most draft picks and they can put up a couple of really good young players or really nice young players that Utah would want. And so, yeah, Washington's interested. Charlotte's interested in Donovan Mitchell, but no one can come with the trade package. In the Durant situation, anybody can beat what's been out there so far. The idea that Marcus Smart wouldn't be included in a Boston deal is hilarious to me. The idea that Phoenix wouldn't give up all these draft picks in order to do it is hilarious. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I feel like it's not going to be until this trade is about to happen that other teams get serious in the negotiating.
It's wild to me that some of these holdouts are just bizarre. Do you want to win or not? Particularly if you're a team with a track record of abject failure. What are you going to hold on to all these picks and do what? Draft another Jalen Jones? Right? Like, I mean, what are we talking about here? Right? What are you holding on for?
Right.
And again, it's for Durant, someone who's unequivocally one of the three best basketball playing human beings on the planet. I don't understand it. Even like something like Desmond Bain, Desmond Bain's a nice player. He's a good player. But I'm sorry, there's a Desmond Bain like every year in the draft. You got to find him, you got to develop him, but they're out there.
Yeah.
You got a chance to go get Durant, and you're hesitant because of maybe your fourth best player at the time? I don't get it. The Donovan Mitchell one is more interesting to me because there's an argument that he's not worth it.
Right.
Right? That the Knicks are right to be not reticent, but kind of being a little judicious in their dealing. Because Donovan Mitchell, again, a very good player, but not necessarily, I think, a dynamic franchise-changing talent, particularly for a team in the Knicks that isn't very well constructed to take advantage of a Donovan Mitchell.
Is the market for Kevin Durant also a market correction? All these teams are banding together, knowing what the price was set at with Rudy Gobert, saying that that's just astronomical and unsustainable, and we're not going to help facilitate this deal. That was an early report that the Nets were struggling to find a third team because nobody wanted to help the Nets make this deal. Because it's one thing entirely if you can get five first-round picks for Rudy Gobert, who wanted to be in Utah, has proven he's a rare, air quotes, superstar that wants to stay in one of these markets.
It's a lot of air.
It's a lot of air, but you get what I'm saying. All-star player. He is a player of repute.
Yes.
Right?
Airwave.
It's one thing if that's what it's going to take to get somebody that actually wants to be in his place. It's another thing entirely if it's going to be for Kevin Durant, because it's not a true comp. Kevin Durant is trying to, he's making a mess of stuff. He does not want to be there.
Right.
Why is the trade package Rudy Gobert when Rudy Gobert wanted to be in Utah?
See, I think that's what it comes down to. It comes down to the Nets are operating from a position of not weakness, but a compromised position. You say, oh, are these teams colluding to say, hey, enough is enough? No, it's just they're in a bad spot. They're desperate. Okay, now that we can bend them over the barrel and show them the 50 states. Versus for Rudy Gobert, there was no sense of urgency really for Utah in the sense that, oh, you got to do something because your house is falling apart.
But also part of the Gobert thing was Minnesota needing to not be Minnesota anymore, right? Like they were kind of over a barrel to be shown the 50 states in a way where, like, yes, you can go come get this guy, but we can extract all these draft picks out of you because even if the Timberwolves win 50 games for the next 4 years, right? 50 games each season, and they're out in the second round and never get past the second round, that would be the greatest stretch in Timberwolves history by far.
The most successful.
Like, by far. Yeah. And so there was a market correction in that of like, hey, Timberwolves, you don't want to be the Timberwolves anymore? Okay, this is what it's going to take. And I really think I think teams don't really care about draft picks the way they did 8 to 10 years ago. Like, it's not like this incredible, like, holy grail of an asset that it used to be. But in order to get Kevin Durant, you should have to give up more than you have Rudy Gobert Donovan Mitchell.
We have breaking news. Breaking news from Shams Charania. Steve Nash, Joe Tsai, and Sean Marks met with Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman in Los Angeles on Monday and have decided to move forward with partnership, Nets say.
So here's a statement from the Brooklyn Nets. The following statement has been released by general manager Sean Marks. Steve Nash and I, together with Joe Tsai and Clara Wu Tsai, met with Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman in Los Angeles yesterday. We have agreed to move forward with our partnership. We're focusing on basketball with one collective goal in mind: build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn.
It's because UD signed.
Oh, wow. Look, and it's co-branded Nets and the boardroom.
I hate this. Stop trying to make the boardroom happen. Just stop, okay? It's not LeBron's thing. It's not the barbershop. It's not uninterrupted.
The whole point of going to New York, though, was to build that out.
Does this mean that now Joe Tsai is going to be on the Et Cetera's? Is that the podcast that Kevin Durant does?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are we going to have like a whole series of things now?
Will he then say something controversial that'll get him fined $500,000?
Kind of wild that the statement is framed as coming from Sean Marks and not from Joe Tsai. Like, in theory, wouldn't the owner, like, if the owner's in the meeting, the owner releases a statement. I presume they at least want to signal some statement of intent here that, like, we're not kowtowing to the reported demands that Sean Marks and Steve Nash be fired in order for KD to continue with the Brooklyn Nets. And there's some sort of statement that, like, Sean Marks is still a key part of this.
So after all that, nothing. Now we can move forward with the Donovan Mitchell stuff.
Well, and I mean,
we can move forward with the Kyrie stuff.
Do you really think that the Kevin Durant thing is resolved now? Like, if come the trade deadline, they're, you know, five games over 500 and the season's been a general disappointment.
I do believe it. At least for now. I just don't think the trade deadline, I don't know what Kyrie's going to do next. I have to always keep that possibility.
I also like to point out, because these things don't happen in a vacuum, the statement comes out one day after what? Udonis Haslem announces at his camp that he's coming back for a 20th season.
You can't possibly link these two things.
I'm looking right in your forehead right now.
Do not tell me to open up my third eye.
Open that third eye wide open, baby.
You know what this is, though? This is because Amin got the LeBron extension wrong.
I didn't get this. What are you guys talking about?
So how about this? The Heat knew that the Durant sweepstakes was over. That he was going to say. Mm-hmm. And then they told Udonis, all right, you can move forward with your...
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not the other way. You got the tail wagging the dog.
What?
You got the tail wagging the dog. The dog wags the tail.
The league was waiting around for your tail.
That's a big
decide.
Tail to wag a dog. What size dog? The dog that was on Amin's flight?
That's a big dog.
Never heard the term? Wag the dog?
Wag the dog?
It's a movie.
It's a movie, yeah, right?
It's Robert De Niro, right?
You don't have the tail wagging the dog. The dog wags the tail. The Heat gave Udonis the all clear, okay, you can go ahead and announce it because Durant's not leaving.
Okay. I don't know what point you're trying to make right now.
You're telling him to open up his third eye and you're putting all the responsibility on Udonis's decision when it was like done in concert. Like the Heat's like, okay.
In concert, that was my whole point. Live. Madison Square Garden.
Something's done in concert, is there an opener or is it they're both playing at the same time? Headliner. I don't really understand that.
Headliner, baby.
I think the opener was paying Caleb Martin more money than he ever dreamed of.
Good for him. By the way, Caleb Martin, still a better value than what the Lakers spent their taxpayer mid-level on.
Can we?
We were doing the accounting the other day.
Yes.
The second contracts that the Heat have given out on their developed players.
Mm-hmm.
Has a single one of them worked out? You think of like Hassan Whiteside, not really working out. Yeah. Duncan Robinson, not really working out. Even around the league, Lakers. like Derek Jones Jr.
That one worked out.
He worked out.
For Portland?
Yeah.
Portland, who then immediately traded him?
But Chicago. He played well in Chicago.
Okay. I will not pretend to know that. But I feel like some of these guys that the Heat draft and develop, like, I wonder if they're like 15-year careers on for these guys, or it's just sort of like flash in the pan early career stuff.
They didn't draft Caleb Martin. They did develop him to a degree.
Caleb
Martin's kind of like an outlier. Like, they signed him. He left Charlotte.
But he's talking about like the diamonds in the rough.
Correct.
Where they find guys, they polish them up. But Witty, I would say they're all like NBA players, that's for sure. It's not like they flame out and they're out of the league.
But they're almost all overpays.
But I would argue that's
Bam. But you can't do that with
no,
a lottery
pick. No, there's a lottery pick, yeah. No, I would argue that's the case of almost every player who's not either an all-star or a minimum player in the NBA. They're all guys that are just waiting to get overpaid. Like the only people,
and I'm sure that that feeling will only grow as the salary cap goes up with the new TV deal. Well, I'm just saying, like what used to be a $10 million player will eventually be like a $23 million.
He's also been around for a very long time, but Udonis Haslem is a testament to the second contract.
There are three types of players in the league to me that are worth it. Right, number one is a superstar because the max number is always lower than what their actual impact is. Number two is a rookie scale guy. Because a lot of times they are outperforming what they're getting paid. Number three, minimum.
So right. Those are the only value. Everything else where you're
getting everything else
is overvalued.
If it's probably overvalued, right? If it's not overvalued, it's a matter of time. So if I got a deal on a guy, by the time his contract's up, it's about to get ugly.
I just sort of like a player like Gary Payton Jr., for instance.
Yeah.
Like just got some money.
Yeah.
Is he now an overvalued player?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like I think he was better than what he was what so what he was paid as a Warrior was well below his impact for sure, right? But the moment you pay him what he's worth, he ceases to be worth that. Because the whole point of the value was for minimum, I'm getting this.
But like it's a finals player though. Like Gary Payton Jr. has value in the finals. Mm-hmm. And like I just feel like in the NBA there's such a small number of those guys.
Well, I can
survive in a major playoff series and be one of the seven guys that merit minutes.
Sure, but the number is out of whack now. Like for what you're paying him, you need a lot more than what he brings.
Here's where I would push back on what Amin's saying is I think we tend to think like a player is just what they are when they sign that deal. You can easily play to justify that contract or exceed that contract. But based on what he is now, sure, Gary Payton is probably an overpay. But I don't think it takes much to outplay that contract. Like, I think that's pretty easy.
Some people do. But by and large, for the most part, guys are paid more than what they're actually worth.
Zach, can I ask you a question? So now that we have this statement, the Brooklyn Nets are proceeding. Without the vaccine issues in play, if Brooklyn has a semi-ish normal season, do you like go right back to making them contenders again?
No, because I think they have too much to prove. Like I think they would have to show that these guys are going to play in the postseason, right? Like we still don't know what we're going to get out of Ben Simmons. If you get the Ben Simmons from Philadelphia, yeah, I'm in. I know all the issues with him, but that's still a really good basketball player and the type of player they need there. But COVID aside, vaccines aside, what else can keep Kyrie Irving from going to work? Like, why are you just going to assume that now he's locked in because it's a contract year? I just don't buy that at all.
I just went to check the odds on DraftKings Sportsbook on, you know, what Brooklyn is as a favorite now or whatever. They've been pulled down. We're recording this as the news came in, so you can't even bet on Brooklyn. But I kind of imagine that they're going to be made favorites to win the East. I know the Ben Simmons thing. I think even without Ben Simmons, they could be obviously, you know, a top five seed in the East.
They added TJ Warren. They added Royce O'Neal. I mean, this is a good team.
And then, they also just tried to like fire the coach and the GM. That's going to have carryover. You can say like, hey, we're proceeding ahead. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, there was a coup attempted.
Yeah.
And we're just all going to carry on as if nothing happened. But right. I mean, doesn't also, that shit happen all the time? Not this specifically, but like you carry on and do your business, even though there's obvious personal frostiness around.
Yes, but this isn't personal frostiness. This is the ice age. This is the ice age. What killed the dinosaurs? The ice age.
God. There it is.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. Are you heading to the airport on a long flight? Or do you need something after your flag football game? Well, if I was you, I would definitely go with Liquid IV just for the electrolytes so you don't feel run down. And I know for me, Liquid IV helps me start my day in the morning
And it helps give me the energy to do stuff like cut my yard and wash my car and work out and just face the day. And you can get your energy back while drinking something that's delicious. And when I say delicious, you can pick from flavors like pear, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and more. Liquid IV is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DAN at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration using code DAN today at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
The strangest place your son has made whoopee.
Like I'm supposed to know that? I made whoopee.
Picture it.
Stugatz.
There was a time, I think Christopher was in high school, and there was a time when I saw something I wasn't supposed to see, which was Christopher on the side of the house appearing to be...
Whoa. What are you talking about right now? I don't
this
even
is
know
going great.
No, it was Christopher and a girl, and you know, she must have been bending over to tie her shoe or something, because...
Good God.
The correct answer is in his father's garage.
So you were close.
You desecrated my garage? The hell happened?
Twice.
What?
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Want to take football right here, Baker Mayfield talk?
I don't know. I feel like there's more here.
There's more meat on this bone?
Yeah. Should we wait to see if there's any like more additional reporting?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
I actually think that wouldn't this open up, like, make a trade more likely now? Hmm. Now the pressure's off. You can kind of deal. Like,
guys, it's cool. We're not trading him. He's happy now. And
like, wait a second. I wanted to trade for Kevin Durant. Like, well, what do you got?
Bruh, the Liz by my house got 50% off Kevin Durant shit since they thought he was going to get traded.
You better go down.
I'm about
there to
clean they ass out.
Right now.
Run over there now.
The plan, float fake Kevin Durant trade rumors to get discounts on the jerseys. Then buy all the jerseys and resell them for full price.
Boom.
Real Nathan for you
situation. Go, Juju. Leave the Zoom now.
I definitely want to talk.
Get that stuff, Juju.
Zach, we definitely have to talk the rehearsal.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in.
Also, Chris, see that video of what that guy did with the hot dog at the Yankees game?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Wait, you're on the fence?
Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's doing. You don't do that unless you know someone's videoing you.
You're on the fence on the
Razz. Look at me, Louie.
I thought you were on the fence on, like, you know what?
If that was maybe there for me, I would take, like, I'd sip a beer. I would take a sip of the beer.
Grit of death?
I'd have to see who did the hot dog. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's being. Like,
he did it himself. You could see him kind of tunneling.
Yeah, he used
it.
A straw.
If someone
yeah
just walked up to me with a beer and the hot dog in it and I didn't, like, see it get done, I'd be like, get that away from me. But if I see it's done, nothing, no funny business, I'll take a sip.
As a grit of death punishment, you would do that. Like, where you're.
That
you
would be
are
an easy one to select. I would not be
straw
stressing that
you
one.
You got to drink the whole beer through it.
Yeah.
But that's easy. That's not the why.
Are you imagining it's like a nice hot dog flavored beer?
It, yeah. Ugh.
Hmm.
Ugh.
Yes. I'm a little curious. I don't even love hot dogs.
But just to down a beer? But you're just drinking a beer that has some hot dog flavoring to it. Like it's not like eating an onion raw like it's an apple. That's worse.
Tony's mad at me right now. You got to mic him. Yes, I said it.
You don't
repeat
love
it.
Hot dogs?
I don't love hot dogs.
Why?
If I'm at a barbecue, hamburgers, hot dogs, I'm always going to go
cookout,
burger.
Not a barbecue. Barbecue's different.
I'm always going to go burger. I might. I'm not saying
you're
I
not
have
getting
a hot
the one
dog.
And one.
Why would you go both? Yeah, you go one and one.
Yeah, you got to go one
maybe
and one.
Maybe two.
I might go one and one, and I'll eat.
Two. That's my guy.
I'll eat the entire burger, and I'll eat like half the hot dog. Yeah,
half the hot dog.
I don't love a hot dog.
With you.
I don't love a hot dog.
How old are you?
I don't love a hot dog.
Does your kid eat the whole hot dog? Or does she eat half the hot dog?
My daughter loves hot dogs. So I'm not allowed to just like hot dogs.
Not get half of one.
I got to be in the mood for a hot dog. Like sometimes if I go to a ballpark.
Hot dogs are there.
Yeah. Nah.
Exactly.
What do you guys put on
a
hot dog?
I got to be at a ballpark for a good hot dog. Like, don't give me one of these crappy, like, high school game concession stand hot dogs.
No, those are shitty. I'm talking about real legit oil. Yeah. A nice legit glizzy. Yeah.
Right on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Grill marks on.
I like them burnt, though. Like, if I see a bunch of hot dogs, I want it, like, the most char on it. Like, I don't...
Blowtorch here?
I don't want to feel like it's undercooked.
Guys, you're going to think this is crazy. So, I get this hot dog, like, every once in a while from this place called Pincho down here. It's called a Pincho dog.
It's great, actually.
It has pineapple on it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Delish.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. Terrible. I don't mind that at all.
No, but it's not like a beef frank, you know what I mean? Like, it's a... I don't know what flavor it is, but it's not like your typical hot dog. But it's, like, great because it has pineapple. It has, like, the little, like...
papitas.
Like, little papitas on it. And then there's, like, a sauce that's on it. I don't put ketchup. I don't put mustard. I don't put anything on it.
Well, it has its own sauce, so you don't put anything on
it. It has a sauce on it. You don't need to do anything to it. Just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tony, last week, do you remember I was trying to remember the word that George Sedano said on air?
Yes.
And I thought it was pinga, but it's not.
Okay.
It's pinche.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's like a Mexican thing.
Yeah,
that's,
but you can't say that?
It's really bad.
Really bad?
Yeah. No, it is. It is.
In Mexican slang, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah.
But like,
do
here,
it's, that now? Or?
No, I'm on a podcast. But
no, it's not that bad.
Did you say it on terrestrial radio?
We said binga.
Yeah.
Binga's really bad.
No, you can't say that on terrestrial radio.
Pinche.
He said it on ESPN LA.
Yeah, right, exactly. Especially in a community with, you know, more than a million Mexican-Americans, I'd probably guess.
Yeah. And he was like, what? Yeah. What's the problem? I'm like, you can't say that, George.
And
like,
yeah.
And you were the one telling him?
Yes.
The internet says that it's just like what when we're saying, like this effing thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say effing.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But like, the way you guys are making it seem like it's the C word. Like, you can't say the F word, but it's
Caucasian?
Not like it's
what
C word? You guys were like, if you say this word in Mexico, they'll...
Wait, what word?
No, it's more that, like, you can't say that on the radio because you will incur an FCC fine.
Right. I thought the way you guys were talking...
people actually know and can hear it.
You guys were like...
No, it's not like, you know, the N word or anything like that. It's, you know, just...
To be clear.
It's a word you can't say on the radio.
George Sedano did not say the N word.
No.
I don't want to get back to him. George's whole career ends.
So from working at Univision, I learned some Mexican slang, and I asked the guys, like, "Hey, if I wanted to, to use one of these on air, they'd be like, no, don't do it." But you know, you learn a few things.
By the way, you were trying to.
You wanted to, like, discreetly curse.
Yeah.
Because there's sort of like an in between territory. I honestly would have thought. Until I asked them, like, I would have thought that pinche would have, like, sounded one of those things.
What does it mean for you guys here? Like, as
it's just sort of
you
like,
guys.
Like, damn?
What do you mean by you guys?
There's just something specific to Mexican
pinche,
slang.
Like,
pinche means, like, F, like,
no,
like
I know.
It's almost like an adjective.
Guys, no,
does it look
here?
Like I know? Oh,
okay.
Here? No, nothing.
Like,
Chris?
Pinche doesn't mean anything.
Guys.
In Cuban language.
Okay, Chris Billy? Cody found a list of the 11 Mexican slang words that you shouldn't say. What? No, that's not what this list is.
It says that only locals know.
Yeah, but that made it seem like it was bad words.
Number one, pendejo.
Okay. Oh, can't say that.
You can't say that.
Pendejo is a broad spectrum of Hispanic languages.
Pendejo is more like an idiot, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's...
I thought it was a pube.
It is a pube. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pendejo is like a pube hair.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan just rustled.
Gringo.
Show Dan.
Dan just rustled.
Number two. Gwe.
Oh yeah, that's very Mexican.
The one that I learned the most is no mames way.
That's what you wanted to slip into a soccer broadcast.
Where's the fanfare? Yeah. Where's the
fanfare? Like a bad call by the ref, or what do you say to the ref?
Gimbal, man.
When we were in LA for the Super Bowl, George was saying like I had to change my language because I would say no mames, but like you can't say that because it means like don't the.
Mamas is like sucking.
Yeah, like don't suck me off, essentially. Yeah. That's what it means. No. It's A. No. Billy, it's A, yo.
It's the opposite of what you want to say. Billy.
What's number three?
Terrified of this game. Four, I'll go to four. Cabron.
What? Oh, Cabron's good. I like Cabron.
Yeah, Cabron's good.
Cabron's like asshole. That? Like you're an asshole.
How did you say that?
Can I say number five?
Yeah, that's fine.
Buena. O nada. No.
Onda.
Oh, my bad. Buena onda.
That's not
yeah.
I never heard that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think it's cabron. Like, what's up? Like, good deal. Like, good day.
Cabron.
Yeah, cabron's good.
I don't know what it means.
No. Buena onda is like good energy, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Number six, la neta. I hope that's.
I don't know what. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
It means really. It's like saying really? The truth?
Is it possible that Chris is reading these incorrect?
Number seven was the Jorge word.
Pinche.
Crudo.
Fresa.
That's a like strawberry.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means your boss is really stuck up.
What?
I don't know. That's
wait.
Mi jefa es muy fuerza.
No, you mean freca. Oh.
Freca.
I told you guys, man.
A huevo.
Muy fresa.
Whoa.
Hey.
What's that? Hey, yo.
Means you're feeling lazy. Tango mucho huevo.
Oh, 11. 11's
oh
fine.
My God. Jesus.
Tango mucha.
No, 11's sorry. Good. Read 11.
All right. Oh, God. Oh, no. This.
That one's fine.
I don't want to talk about someone's mom.
No, that's fine. That one's fine.
Oh, my God.
Chinga tu madre.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Context clues.
You know what? By the
means
way,
go f your mother.
Yeah.
Exactly. That, by the way, was the one that I wanted to use because Chicharito, the famous Mexican player, not chinga su madre.
But oh, okay.
Chingada or like chingadas is like sort of things that you enjoy. So there's a famous
Spanish
Mexican player.
Spanish is a very vulgar language, by the way. Just letting you guys know.
Who
I'm sorry.
He's like the biggest star probably in the MLS right now. Biggest Mexican national team player probably of all time. So he did an interview where he was like, I'm trying to like manifest positivity. So he's like, imaginamos cosas chingadas.
Yeah. And so I like that.
And so I wanted to say, can I say if he scores a goal, like, this is one of the cosas chingadas that he was, you know, looking forward to. Like, no, you can't say that.
Yeah.
It would have been, I would have really enjoyed, I think it would have been a good goal call, but I was talked down.
Chicharito, go! Yeah. Chinga tu madre! Go!
Woody, can you recreate what this would be?
No.
Great question.
What?
Like the goal call.
Like what the call,
like what
would
the call
be.
Would be, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have just repeated the line. Like, imaginamos cosas chingadas.
Well, do it.
But like, give us a call. The call. Don't say it.
Come on,
the call.
Come on, cabrón.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like faking goal
calls. Scorpio is ready.
You want me to score a goal? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go score a goal in the green room, and then I'll call it.
I'll do it.
I'm real sick of manifesting.
You're just staring at me.
We're waiting.
We are waiting on you. We're waiting for you to manifest this goal.
Yeah, man. Hurry up. Let's go, man. Come on.
I'm doing it.
No?
That's it? Faking gold claw is just so cheesy.
Do you want me to? I will
reconnect. No.
Chris is going right now to go do it.
Chris, go score a goal.
Representation.
Yeah. Amin will hurt himself if he does it.
It's true. Zach, we were talking earlier about warming up before you play basketball. How long is your warm up, your stretch?
I might give it a couple of. You know, grab the ankle a little bit once or twice, but I don't really stretch.
No freedom kicks.
My stretching is just shooting. Like I take a couple shots and I'm good to go.
What's happening?
Oh, freedom kicks. Oh, yeah. That's like you bring it kind of up to hip.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
well,
no. All that dynamic stretching, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
That. No.
Oh,
just give it a couple of Jane Fonda twirls. And
you do the old crack the back. You put your hand on the hip and kind of like crack your back a little bit.
Did any of you guys see yesterday, just really quick while you're talking about exercise, the like where what really happened to Richard Simmons that was on TV last night?
No, what happened to Richard Simmons?
What channel is that?
No.
It was on Fox. It was TMZ Presents. What really happened to Richard Simmons?
What happened?
I put my DVR on because I started watching.
Oh,
and then
tomorrow
to
you got
to
tell us. Tomorrow you got
to
tell us.
I'll see if we get to the bottom of it. Sure. Because I feel like it ends with them saying like, I don't know.
Well, what's the story? what is like when they say when someone says what really happened? It makes it seem like you guys thought that this story was what happened. No, something else happened.
Well, because a couple years ago, a story came out that he had like someone that was taking care of him who basically was holding him hostage and like out of the limelight, out of the public eye, like just this
like
person,
a Britney situation,
kind of. Yeah. Like that's what they made it sound like.
Hmm.
So then this was supposed to be what really happened to him.
It's, you know what? You remember during TNT, during the playoffs where they had like those true stories or whatever, where they would run night. I was in Hawaii for all of those. So at like 3 a.m. here and like 6 p.m. there, I would start watching. I was like, oh, these are great. But all of them end the same way. We're like, we don't really know what happened. And I watched the
Girls Gone Wild one. That's the only one I watched.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Bet you did.
So the thing is, like, I would
they didn't
like,
really find out what happened.
I feel like we're not going to hear from Richard Simmons, and I don't know, but I feel like we're not going to hear from Richard Simmons, and we're not going to see footage of Richard Simmons, like, out and about. But, like, in the part that I was watching, they were just kind of, like, laying down, like, the history of Richard Simmons and how he made it. Dude, that guy was loaded. He made over $160 million just on a little card that people put in their wallet telling them what's good and bad to eat. And then he made another $200 million just his sweating to the oldies.
This dude
was loaded.
By the way,
so much money. And they had, by the way, all the big guns in the interview. At first, I was watching and I'm like, this is just multiple TMZ employees that are sitting down in front of a camera kind of talking like really dramatically. And then, boom, big gun. Denise Austin comes out and talks about how this is like this fitness guru, and then boom, Dr. Phil comes in to talk about.
Does he come in like in Manti Te'o, or sit down like, who is this mystery man? It's Crusher. Dr. Phil.
Wait, is that what happened? I haven't seen the Manti Te'o thing yet.
Yeah, when he enters, like, you know, the documentary is going, and then all of a sudden, like, it just stops and just gets silent. So you see this empty couch, and then you see like a crotch appear because the camera is only like up to here, and then he sits down and he leans back. When he leans back, we see that trademark bald head and mustache, Dr. Phil.
Yo, good news. So I was worried because I went to see what like other times it was on because I caught it at the beginning. I just went on TMZ to see what's going on. It says right now, TMZ investigates what really happened to Richard Simmons. Stream on Hulu. So we can all watch it on Hulu.
There it is.
And then we can all learn together really happened to Richard Simmons.
We're going to do like a watch party?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's do that.
Isn't that like a thing that you could do? Like that you could stream? I think that's one of those like features about? That you could stream.
There's
you
an
could
option.
Oh, yeah, like
watch
group, together. Like group, like group
episode
group
of Telephobe.
Yeah, it's like Apple Group Play or Share Play, I think is what it's called.
They all have one now.
Yeah.
Everyone, like Netflix has one.
We can all watch it
what
together.
What if I got to pause because I go to the bathroom?
No, you can't.
You gotta sit there.
If it was on Amazon,
what
Prime,
if it's my guy and I don't know what my guy's name is and I'm like, ooh,
well, it's not on Amazon. You can't do it. Yeah, you have to look it up. Anyway, so what time are we doing this at?
I don't know.
What time's good for you, Zach?
That's
on the West Coast.
Back. Though. I'll be back 6 p.m.
Are you
latest,
still in the desert
Eastern
right
time.
Now?
No, I'm at home.
Okay.
But I got my chiropractor today. I gotta drive to.
Billy, thoughts on chiropractor?
I've seen the TikTok. I'm seeing a TikTok chiropractor.
Come again?
Ooh. He's big on. He's like 5 million followers on TikTok.
Zach was following this guy like on Instagram and TikTok, and finally decided like I'm going to go to where the celebrities go.
See all the hype's about.
Yeah,
those all seem really perverted. Like those chiropractors seem really handsy.
No,
like there's a better way to stretch my glutes than what's going on right now. Like you do not need to be grabbing people here.
There's one that goes to your house that I definitely don't like. But this guy only, you got to come to his office. Also, he's changing his office hours where he's not working on Fridays now. I don't go on Fridays, but I just feel like that's a real look at me, Louie situation.
He's
making a few $1,000s from TikTok and doesn't need to work on a Friday.
Oh, he's this
thousand
loaded.
Right.
Definitely not thousand.
I've been to two doctors recently where like, I don't even see the doctor anymore. Like, they just have a PA looking at me. And in my head, I'm like, so, like, are we billing this the same way? Like, am I telling insurance? Like, I went there, like, because I never saw a doctor.
Medical practices, get over yourselves. I'm sick and tired.
This is nothing against PAs, but, like,
I'm just saying, I spent a two-hour doctor visit, of which an hour and 58 minutes is spent seeing people who aren't a doctor. And the doctor comes in at the end and just looks at the notes that the PA or the nurse took and then, like, yeah, everything here looks good.
And he or she's always in a hurry. There's always like, all right, I got like 2 minutes here,
yeah.
And then I got to dip out. Like, what are you?
What's the rush?
What is he doing all day?
We got to shoot TikTok videos. Trust me.
This guy's the real deal, though. Have you ever seen the strap that they'll put on, like, your neck? They'll put the strap under your neck, and they yank your body. They yank it.
Whoa.
And it cracks.
That sounds terrifying.
It cracks your lower back.
Does this help you?
Which you would not expect.
Like, does this visits to this chiropractor, does this
like
help
the broken
you?
Neck.
Do you have a diagnosis? Because, like, how often do you need to go to this doctor, and how, like, much relief is it giving you if you're having to go constantly?
Here's the thing is, that's a great question, because they did x-rays and he's like, wow, your back is a mess. I'm like, I know, that's why I'm here. And then he was like, you should come here a lot. Like,
that's
you need to
it.
Like, he's like even twice a week or whatever. So I bought like this package of like 10 visits or something like that.
A doctor package.
See?
Dude, I went one time to an ER. I swear to God. It was like the last time I went to the ER, and it was a hospital down here locally. And they go to me, your copay. No, not that one. I'll tell you about that later. So I went to this hospital, and they go, your copay is X dollars. And they're like, but if you're going to pay it now, it's Y dollars. And it was less. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what's happening now? Like, it's less if I pay it like right now.
They're running a
like
promotion.
This, like what? Like what? Like, it's like a Groupon hospital. What's going on right now?
Dude.
So your doctor sells you packages.
That's, yeah, but I mean, he's a chiropractor.
That's
like,
what
chiropractor like
is. That's the chiropractor hustle, right? It's like, oh wow, you should come 3 times a week, and that's
right.
What they do. That's
but
why
it's also he's like 47 miles away, so like it's a trek to get to him.
You're driving 47 miles
to
get to a
relief,
chiropractor,
like,
just because you found him on TikTok.
You have like a punch card or something. Like how do they know?
They keep track. I
face
trust her. The receptionist is really nice. Really nice lady. She's great. But I do like, so this used to be as far as I could turn my head this way, but now I can go all the way. So
I mean, you move like
placebo.
4 extra inches.
Yeah, it's all placebo.
Yeah, but now I can check all blind spots. Couldn't do that before.
We use mirrors.
I mean, that's the blind spot.
I have spyglasses that someone gave me once that they're like, they look like sunglasses, but they have mirrors on this side, and you can just kind of look off to the side, and it's like a mirror to see like what's going
Why
on.
Why would you have just, those?
Someone gave them to me because they got it from the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.
That's a good place, actually. I've been there.
I've never been.
I've been.
I think it's closed. Is it still open?
I don't know.
Closed.
I went in like 2017, but there's actually one where you have to hang on like a bar, and they see how long you can hang to emulate like James Bond hanging out of like a plane or something. I only last 30 seconds.
Chiropractor videos scare the shit out of me.
Like, Spy Museum's still open.
Nice. You see, like, the way
What's
that
the TikTok of this doctor?
Necks get twisted.
OC Chiropractor. Yeah, I'm with you,
Chris. The sound that necks make.
The brook.
Right. It's like,
oh,
why?
My God.
Well,
but it
all,
feels
of all,
like.
Of all places, though, your neck.
Dude, let me see if I got one in me. Hold on.
Hold on. Be really careful, because you could snap your neck by accident.
I do this all the time.
Like,
I'm a veteran.
Yeah,
I'm a
veteran.
For the record,
that'd be big ratings.
I think this isn't a good idea.
I got to
say that right now.
I'm going to be big ratings.
I say, don't do this.
Everyone,
don't do this.
Everyone, lay out.
Don't do it.
Danny, shut up. All right, here we go.
Don't do it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
No, that was the headphones, man.
The second one. I mean, you heard the first one.
I heard the first one. The second one was the headset. Yeah.
Damn it, the headset.
Here's the thing that he said that is right. Because I was like, I crack my neck all the time. He's like, yeah, those are the ones that you can get. I can get different ones. Mm-hmm. And he was right.
Attention.
He was right.
No.
Because he got my neck on the left side to move in a way where it felt like electricity shot down my body.
I don't think that's
incredible.
That's like nerve damage.
What's actually going on in my body when that cracks?
Nothing.
Like, what's actually happening?
I think it's gas. I think it's gas in the joints, but I could be very wrong about that.
You think you're farting all up and down your spine, and that's what's getting
farts.
Out?
Farts come out of your butt. It's not farting.
So where the fart comes out of, that's where the gas
it's
comes
air
out
air is what you're saying, right? I mean,
yeah.
So,
or maybe it's like
ask the chiropractor. What are these cracks?
He doesn't know. He's a chiropractor.
You know what? I'm going to ask him today.
Well,
4 hours from now.
I have a question.
A tease.
So So why don't you ask Dr. Alex, be like, Dr. Alex, how do I get in your OC chiropractor TikTok videos? Like, how do I become a featured patient?
I could ask.
I feel like
so when I signed up, I clicked or I said no, I didn't want to do them.
Really? They asked
you? But I could change it. So yeah, like, it's on the form.
The video right here on this person's website is what I offer, and it looks like he's about to do some sort of chiropractic service to a baby.
Oh, don't go to the website.
Go to
the TikTok account.
Like, what? Don't hurt a baby. You know what I mean? Babies are very delicate.
Of all
he,
the
he adjusts children.
Not, you know, they're actually like really,
really resilient, man.
Oh my God, kids! Are you kidding me? Sometimes my daughter falls. I'm like, oh, that's a broken neck, and she's just fine. She just like gets up. Yeah. She just like pops right up. Good parenting. Of all the jobs in the medical field, there's very few that make you go, hmm. Most of them, if they're like, oh, I'm this, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
But if I meet somebody and they're like, oh, you're a doctor, what do you do? What field? He's like, chiropractor? I go, hmm.
But your dad's also badmouthed them for years, so you do have that bias built up over a lifetime.
It's one of those places that once you go, you got to keep going back. Like, that's just...
The previous chiropractor I had was a former stand-up comedian. Who was
that
now
sounds
doing
like
chiropractor?
The
red flag.
The
right
worst.
Away.
He was
red flag.
Terrible. He was terrible. He
as
only
a
wanted to show me these
comedian.
Pictures of.
Don't say that about Brad Williams.
I don't know. He had a diploma. Like I saw the diploma.
In comedy or chiropractic? Chiropractic.
He only wanted chiropractic.
Third mistake.
He only wanted to show me pictures of him with Bruce Springsteen. He told me two different stories about times he almost played basketball with Adam Sandler.
I like this guy.
And
actually.
Then he made me watch his stand-up. He was like showing me his like bits on his phone.
Wait
and I'm like, can
minute.
I leave? Like, what
Wait
are we doing here?
Allison, before we leave today, can we get this guy? Can we get Zach's chiropractor?
You went in and the doctor's like, yeah, hold on though. First watch this video of me on YouTube.
Yeah. No, it was all saved in his phone. He didn't even show me YouTube clips. This was all the unposted stuff.
My dentist is like this because my dad's gone there since he's forever. He knows my dad was like a sports writer. So now anytime I go to the dentist, it is just 2 hours of, can you believe Tua? What'd your dad think about the Heat trading? And I'm just like, oh my God, kill me. I'm like, can you put more gas in me, please? Thank you.
Isn't it crazy how like we get into working in sports? And then people want to start talking sports with us. I like would rather do literally anything else. I feel bad, like
I'm
Tony.
Off the clock, man.
But like Tony, when you and I like first started working at the radio station, we used to like you'd go in and be like, "All right, this is my chance. I get to talk about sports now." And then like the jaded period lasts about like 2 years. And then everyone's
so
like,
jaded.
Like we literally rather talk about
the
anything
worst
else.
Part is when they ask you for fantasy advice, like you know something.
Who should I take
in the second round this year? I'm like Travis Kelce.
But Chris, we live inside of this.
Yeah.
Other people who don't would presume that we spend
all
our entire day is built around finding an edge in fantasy football
every
and knowing
year.
Something that and anybody else knows.
Every year I get propositioned. By, yes, to help draft my fantasy team for me. I'm like, I don't it's like you're better off using the auto draft than me because I'll draft all kickers.
I think I was guilty of this in Tahoe when I texted Amin asking for remember like the random summer league game. I was like, who's gonna win tonight, Lakers or this team? It's like he's like, I don't freaking know, man. I was like, you're a mean old ass and you should know this. I wanted to bet. I bet the Lakers. I lost.
Gambling again.
It's crazy to have two different stories about almost playing basketball with Adam Sandler, though, right?
What were the stories? How almost was this? Like same place, missed by like an hour,
The first one was he was in Malibu with a girl he was dating, and he saw Adam Sandler playing basketball, and he was talking to him, and Adam Sandler allegedly offered like, hey, yeah, come play. And he was like, oh, I got to take this, you know, I got to take this girl back to, you know, East Hollywood or something. I don't know where it was, but so he couldn't play. And then the second time it sounded like he was just outside of Adam Sandler's home and saw him come out and was like, hey, you want to play some ball? And Adam Sandler was like, I've got my kids. Like I'm not going to play basketball right now.
Neither of those sounded like they were close at all.
Well, the first one did. He like Adam Sandler offered, "Hey, come play basketball."
If you can believe it.
Now, if I were the guy, I would have told the ball and chain, "Hey, guess what?
Uber
duty calls. Yeah, I'll get you a lift."
What did that person have to do that like they couldn't sit around and watch like Adam Sandler play basketball? Like,
he had a life,
the doctor.
He had a life, Billy.
I think I'd watch anyone play basketball with Adam Sandler at least for like 10 minutes.
I just had a flashback to Adam McKay. Tell that lippy wife of yours to zip it.
As lippy as the day is long.
No, to zip it and for once in her life, not to be such a b-. I was like, what?
I can't believe he broke, man. That was
He broke on the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Like after all of the outlandish things he said, the thing that got him was we'll come by, we'll send the conversion van, and then he started laughing. He didn't even,
and you know why? It's because there was another layer to go, and I think it's like, well, all right, what absurd thing am I going to come up with now? And then he started laughing.
You will not decline.
Poor Greg.
Transition. My homeboys in the hood, they see I work with Dan Le Batard. They be asking me all the sports advice, and I be reverberating whatever the fuck Dan said.
Reverberating?
Regurgitating.
You knew what he meant.
Play that for the Meech.
It is so funny though that like we get into sports and it's like now I don't want to have conversation with sports about people anymore.
You know, the only time I get excited to have a sports conversation is when I get a cameo request. Tell me something good about the Cincinnati Bearcats this year. I'm like, oh, they're going to kill him. Like, I get excited.
What a random request for you to get.
No, he's fishing. He's fishing for cameo requests. Yeah, what happened was...
2 days of cameo.
He tried it yesterday.
Yesterday that happened, and then like later I was like, I texted Chris and Amin. I go, wow, like a couple cameos came in. Amin goes, none for me. So now what he's doing is he's casting that out again to see if today we catch some fish.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys want some cameos. I deliver. I don't do the Greg Cody mail it in of 30 seconds and I'm out. I give you guys two, 3 minutes.
Why are you taking out Greg like that? Greg does his cameos though. He damn well pleases.
Well, I'm doing the Pepsi challenge. Like mine are better.
You don't want a 4 minute video from Amin. Like, yes, you do. That's too much. It's too much.
It is too much.
No.
I did an eight minute draft order the other day.
Tony wants his mic on so he can plug his cameo.
No.
What I was going to say is that I get so few, right? So I go over and above for my people, right? So there's people that request me. One time I took them through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through. There was a guy's birthday. I got the guy from Dunkin' Donuts to say happy birthday to Jason or Ryan or whatever.
I show me
is.
And my wife.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hell yeah.
Hubba hubba.
We're all pitching ours. We're all selling ours. I'm just trying to sell mine.
Hey, so what I'm saying is you let the boy watch.
I don't really do them. I actually forgot. I deleted the app, and then I got a couple of requests apparently that I didn't come through on. But I will start doing them on my inversion table. I'll hang upside down and do cameos.
Zach has an inversion table.
I do.
Zach, why are you into such like weird stuff?
How is that weird? I'm just making sure my back's okay.
I know, but I don't know anybody that has an inversion table.
Hollywood.
No one.
Touche.
And I also do acupuncture.
Oh, that. You really buy into every single
You went to
fraud.
A heroin den. You didn't go to an acupuncturist. That's not what acupuncture
is.
It's
so weird, man. It was the weirdest thing. Because my back was messed up. And Zach was like, just do acupuncture. Trust me, it works. I'm like, I don't know. I'm afraid of needles and stuff. Like, no, trust me. It'll be fine. And I went there, and it was just the most bizarre setting ever. It was like, you guys remember at the beginning of Inception, where you walk into the room, and everyone's like in these chairs, and they're asleep? That's what it was.
I've never seen that before.
Like with acupuncture, right? And so she starts sticking needles in my elbow, in my forehead, like on my calf, and I'm like, what does this have to do with my
lower
back?
You gotta balance it out.
Yeah, how many millions? And so, and then I basically end up...
Gabriel Cash.
I walk away, now I have like 1,000 little dots of blood on me, and I feel worse than when I got there, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And Zach's like, you have to do it several times for it to work. So I went back several times.
Does Zach try cupping too?
They do cupping every time. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You really do participate in every single health.
You have like great insurance or like a lot of disposable income?
I do have great. Here's the thing. I do have great insurance. It's like a $20 copay and that's it.
Wow.
Not for the chiropractor. Chiropractor, I'm paying out of pocket.
That's that New York Times insurance.
Tech bubble.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.